95.9 X Rock Radio on the air. Glenn, Deborah Lynn, live from the cabin in Crapper Creek, Alaska, and real excited, as you know, Funny Fest kicks off next week. And I don't know, usually you build something up to like this big crescendo and this big, massive comedy climax. We're kind of doing it the other way around.
We're starting out big.
We're starting out huge. Cheech and Chong, Tommy Cheech on the phone with us right now. Now, where are you guys? Tommy, where are you right now?
I'm in the Pacific Palisades in California.
Okay. And
sounds like he's trapped in the well.
I know. It does kind of sound like that. Cheech on the other phone. This is the best we can do with the phone systems out here, guys. Sorry about that. Cheech, where are you calling from?
I'm in Malibu, where it's nice and sunny and warm, getting ready to play golf.
Great. Oh, see?
Man.
And now, in the summer here, our course is open 24 hours a day. I play at 2 in the morning here.
Really?
It's
pretty
awesome.
24 hours of sunlight.
Yeah. Should have brought the sticks, but of course, it's a little difficult to get onto the course this time of day.
Yeah, right now. It's 10 above there?
Yeah, hard to get a tee time. Really is.
But there's no waiting, though, huh?
No, you can play right through. Finding the ball is a bitch.
So is the dog sled come in when you play golf?
They're the caddies. It's very unusual. It's funny, though, because you guys actually met just south of us in Canada. Tom, Canadian born, and you guys actually hooked up. Where was it? Where did you guys hook up years ago and when? Tommy?
It was in Vancouver. Cheech was up there with the Secret Army during the war and chased the Viet Cong attack from Alaska. You know, he was...
he had our back,
he was a part of a secret army. We met in 69, I remember. It was a good year.
Yeah, it was. Now, Cheech, of course, you're an L.A. guy.
Uh-huh.
And headed north, and then you got Tommy, and you guys hooked up there, headed south. And one real quick thing, Tommy, I was trying to think, gosh, what kind of question can we ask that's never been asked, and I've got nothing. I've got nothing. I tried to come, other than the dog sled question, do you want to go dog sledding? I think, is that the first time that one's been asked?
Yeah, what size dog sled suit do you use?
Yeah, right.
We got you an economy.
What's your favorite kind of dog sled?
Yeah, the warm kind.
All right, now you guys got back together. It's funny because a lot of folks remember those old days, and there was a weird stigma about the albums and all the drug references, and now it's become so much part of our pop culture.
Yeah,
it's like you're reveled for it more so now, which is
yeah. They got a pot scene in every movie now.
Yeah, I know, don't they?
I went to a sad Nicole Kidman movie last night called The Rabbit Hole, and it was a sad, sad, beautiful movie about a family losing their kid, and the guys, they had to go to encounter group, you know,
yeah,
a recovery group, and big pot scene. Before they went in. Yeah, Sandra Oh and the other actor smoked pot before they went in, and then all through the sad scene, they're giggling.
Well, they're smoking pot on soap operas now. It's really, it's pretty amazing. It's funny that I know you did, Tommy, you did some of the marijuana logs for a bit. We've had both, Doug Benson's been on the show and up here with us on a regular basis, as has Arj Barker.
And
we just had Doug up here about a year and a half ago when he was doing his 13th legalized states tour.
Sure.
So we're well versed, and you're coming to the right place.
All right. You got Sarah Palin.
Well, yeah, but yeah, you can't tell me she hasn't, you know.
Yeah. You can tell by the book she's read.
Or wrote. Yeah. All right, now it's funny, Cheech. We'll go to Cheech real quick. Not only, of course, are you legendary with folks my age and older, obviously, but my daughter, Cheech, the school bus driver, rocked out on camping trips. That was regular listening.
Yeah, boy, if you listen to that album first thing in the morning, you can't get out.
No, you can't. That's exactly right. I've played it on the show, and And that's true. And not only that, but so much of the cartoon work. Well, you guys have both done a lot of cartoon work.
Yeah.
But Cheech, for a while there, you were like, it's like there wasn't a cart. You were in such high demand on cartoons. What a weird gig that is, right?
It was a lot of love. It really wasn't a cartoon unless I was in it, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Is there going to be a Cars 2? I think.
Yes, there is. They're in the production on it now.
Right on. Very cool. And speaking of animation, there's also, I guess, in the works, an animated movie based on all your comedy albums.
Yeah. That's out right now. Do you know anything about that, P?
Coming out in the summer.
The summer, all right.
Yeah.
So that's not
summer.
Disney doing that one then?
No.
Well, it's an affiliation at Disney.
No Happy Meal toys.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a big hairy box productions putting them out.
All right. Now, also coming up, Tommy, your lovely wife, who's very funny as well, opening act coming up to do shows. Now, does she tour on her own?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'd love to have her come up solo sometime and do our regular circuit here. It'd be a blast.
She'd love that. Yeah. She would love that. That would be great.
She can only come for about 4 months, though.
Okay, yeah. Is that right? Now, you guys also have a somebody else coming up, DJ, coming up with you for the show, the tours.
Yeah, my son Joey D. He's a DJ Joey Mojo.
Yeah,
he's coming up from San Francisco to do the show with us. He's been handling all our DJ.
The show itself, you guys. What's the biggest requested bit you guys get? I mean, obviously, it's like the Stones do Satisfaction. You know, you can't do a Stones show without Satisfaction. What is your Satisfaction? What's the bit that?
I think it's Earache My Eye.
It probably is.
Mama talking to me, trying to tell me how to live.
But I don't listen to it because my head is like a sieve.
Yeah, I was told by this guitar teacher I've been using that it's in the top three of all rock music for the. You know, the shredders, as they call them, guitar players.
Well, you know, those chords, you know, that's up there with like Smoke on the Water. You know, when you hear those first couple of chords, you know what it is. For the Fairbanks Funny Festival, kicking off January 15th, folks. Carlson Center, get your tickets unless you're stupid. You don't want to miss out on this, the Funny Festival. Cheech Chong, see, it's always kind of weird how you do. I guess you got to go back and forth. Guys, it's just been a blast having you on. I can't wait to have you up. We'll get you out on a dog sled. You're going to love it.
Okay, man.
Okay,
we'll
thanks a lot, man. Bye-bye.
The one and only Cheech and Chong live on the radio, 95.9 X Rock Radio. Thanks, fellas. Bye-bye.